Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. We are live at Bridgestone Arena in advance of the Predators taking on the Seattle Kraken tonight in the home opener. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunet, presented by the new Zen Sports Sportsbook with cash rewards and the easiest, simplest betting experience possible. Betting just got better. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Yeah, doing great. Opening day.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time here in Nashville. Andrew, the season gets started the other night in Tampa Bay. Obviously not the result you wanted. I thought you guys, after the first period, really played well in the second and third periods and gave yourself a chance in that game. Overall, what did you think of the season opener from your group?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was nerves going into Tampa. Obviously, the success they've had over the years, I thought we were a little bit tentative early. It wasn't a very good first period, but I thought after that, we went to work. Kind of got the nerves out and got to our game in the second, and obviously the third, kind of some bad luck on some penalties, some maybe lack of discipline on a couple, and a team like Tampa with that power play that's probably been the best in the league the last 5-6 years, you can't give them those opportunities third period. So that hurt us. It was a winnable game, but I thought we did a lot of good things and things to build on going forward.
Yeah, so Andrew, that top line obviously gets a lot done, some tremendous plays. It seems like there's some really good chemistry there already. And I think no one's surprised to see Philip Forsberg and Ryan O'Reilly have good chemistry quickly. But you saw person with those guys. Why did you like that combination, and what do you think the potential is for those three together?
Well, I think right from the start, you know, Ryan O'Reilly bringing him in, I think he fits with anybody. And I think Phil and him, obviously Phil's an elite offensive player. Ryan is a 200-foot real cerebral player, and you could tell right off the hop that they really enjoyed playing with each other. We lost Parse a little bit early in training camp, and he came in, and we injected him here in, and they really kind of meshed through the latter half of camp. But they play well off each other. Phil and Ryan, you could tell they enjoy playing with each other. They're looking for each other, and they've developed some pretty good chemistry. And then Parse is just a good, honest, smart hockey player that plays a 200-foot game, and just a real worker for those guys, and he has the brain to play with them. So it's been a good combination. They played really well, I thought, in Tampa, again, especially in that second and third period.
Andrew, we talked with you throughout camp in terms of obviously implementing the new system and getting players up to speed that way. As a coach going into a season, what's your expectation for in terms of getting the new system completely in and when you expect your players to fully have it down and to be comfortable with it? And where do you think you guys are in that process right now?
We're getting there. We're chipping away at it. I think as a coach, we don't really know the timeline. Obviously, in our business, we want it right away. But I think sometimes you have to be a little realistic. And for these players, it's a little bit uncomfortable, some of the things that we're asking to do in the system. And you know, it's good to be out of your comfort zone once in a while. So I think we're getting there. We're not there yet, and the process doesn't really have a timetable. I think as long as you see improvement every day, I think we're worlds ahead of ourselves where we were after that first exhibition game to where we are now. And we'll just keep chipping away at it. The guys are eager. They want to play that style. They want to learn it. So when that happens, usually you get there a little faster than you think you do.
And then, you know, the power play, Andrew, obviously the first one was tough. You know, you couldn't get really anything set up, but then I thought it really, you could start to see it come together quickly just in that first game. Where do you think things are with that moving forward from here?
Well, I think we're still trying to figure that out, too. Obviously, coming in as a new coach, and you're familiar with your players just throughout the league, but do you work with them day-to-day? Do you see them? Do you see their tendencies? Do you see where they fit, what their exact skill set is? You can look from the outside and think a certain player is this or that, but do you get inside and you start working with them, I think you really start seeing what his real strengths are and what his weaknesses and where is the best place for him and how do they fit and where is the chemistry? So I still think that's a work, too. I really like the first one. Obviously, we didn't do anything right in the first period, so that kind of fell in line to what we were doing. But I thought in the second, they got us momentum. That kind of turned the game around. First, we had a big kill at the start of the second, and I thought the power play, the two we had, we had a lot of opportunities and chances to score. And then we got one in the third, which would have been a huge goal to put us up. But unfortunately, we got in a little penalty trouble and we let that one go. But I liked it to start, but it, working with a power play for as long as I've had, I know there's ups and downs. I wouldn't say it's real smooth, but again, we're gonna work on it to get it there.
Predators head coach Andrew Brunette with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Andrew, on your blue line, you've got a guys that have played a lot of hockey in this league. What do you make of the depth that you guys have on defense, and I guess the options that gives you as a coach as you guys try to navigate through the season here?
Yeah, I mean, we have seven NHL defensemen that have all played and all had good careers. So it's always nice to have depth. And then organizationally, I think if you look down the Delgazzos and the Stastnys and the Molendykes and the Willsbys, Livingstones, coming, I mean, that's encouraging. So there's a lot of depth in that position, and there's a lot of experience. So I think it's a good combination to have. It was a very competitive training camp, not just on the back end, but with the youth of the third line and some of these guys vying for position. So organizationally, that's a great thing. Coaching wise, sometimes that, obviously you got some tough decisions and you're going to have some unhappy people, but our job is to keep them all motivated and pulling the same rope here for the team.
Talking to Preds coach Andrew Brunette, of course, big home opener tonight here at Bridgestone. And Andrew, we were talking earlier about UC Saros. Obviously, a great goaltender in this league, one of the best goaltenders in the league, a guy who has gotten a lot of work, in recent seasons. Do you have a plan in mind in terms of number of games or how you want to rest them, or is it just sort of wait and see how things go?
Well, you always have a plan, kind of like Mike Tyson says, till you get punched in the nose. So I think I think he's as good as it is in the game, and you love to see him in every game. But we got a very good backup in Kevin Lankinen, and that is just almost a very similar copy of Saros, where he's just such a competitive, hardworking kid, and he's very capable. So we're pretty lucky in that department. Obviously, with Juice, you'd like to play him every night, but we understand and we have a plan for him to get him at top of his game for whatever the workload is.
Andrew, Tommy Novak, seemingly last year, at least to us, on the outside with the untrained eye, comes out of nowhere, looks really, really good offensively. He's got the great goal on the other night in the season opener against Tampa Bay, where it just looks like he's got about the size of a coffee cup to put that puck, and he's able to put it there. What have you learned about Novak, the skill set that he brings to the table, and just what stands out to you offensively about his game?
Well, I've not known him, but I've seen Tommy being in Minnesota for as long as I was. He was a kind of a youth, I wouldn't say phenom, but you were aware of him and you'd see him playing. And he was just highly intelligent, slippery, great hands, vision player. And then you kind of lose sight of him a little bit, and then he reappears, and I'm like, oh, there he is. And that's Tommy. I mean, credit to him, the resiliency he's shown to work through the American League, to work through injuries, to work through a hard time. And once he got his opportunity last year, he kind of took off. So I'm really, obviously, a credit to him for the grit and resilience he showed to go through the hard ways to get here. He's a very unique player. I think he's very slippery through the neutral zone. He's got sneaky hands. He's kind of a guy that you think you're as the opposing team, you think you're going to knock him off the puck, and he just keeps, he always seems to have it, and he loses it, he gets it back, and he has an uncanny ability to make plays in tight areas. So he's a unique guy. I think for me, I'm not surprised at the offensive ability he has. We've got to work a little bit on the 200-foot game, but he fits in really nice. I thought the kid line all through camp were really good, and I thought that second and third period, they created some chances for us that we need from that line. So he's been a good, nice, I wouldn't say surprise, because I've been aware of him for a long time, but it's been fun to work with him.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. The kid line, as you said, obviously a high level of interest from fans for all three of those guys. But, you, of course, lines change during the season. Any of them could move to different spots and help out. How is it important for you, Andrew, to keep them together as much as you can this year to kind of build that chemistry among the three of them?
Well, you try to keep them as long as you can. They're young players. They're going to have ups and downs, and you hope that they keep at the path that they're on, because they're creating every night. So you'd like to keep them together, but other lines need some help too, and it's kind of a day-to-day like the rest of our game are kind of day to day. So we'll see where it's going, but I really like what I've seen from him so far.
Well, Andrew, we appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning. We're looking forward to the home opener tonight and looking forward to talking with you throughout the year. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Great talking to you. Enjoy the day. Thanks.
Absolutely. Predators Andrew. Head coach Andrew Burnett, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Preds home opener. React to what Andrew Burnett had to say there. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.